In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gerard Mayo on this show yesterday suggesting that at times perhaps he does coach scared. Like, for instance, you got a fourth and short and you're not going for it when your team has three wins and not much to look forward to. But I guess he's saying what you say, Wiggy, all the time, which is give him a little while. Mm-hmm. He's learning on the job.
But I will say this. I wouldn't necessarily call it coaching scared. I would say it's more of a defensive-minded coach style of coaching. Because even last night on my beloved Manning cast, it was, I want to say it was like fourth and one or something along those lines. And Belichick goes, all right, kick the field goal up 10, field goal and go up 10-0. They lined up to go for it.
So it's less coaching scared and more having confidence in your defense.
Or it's just a defensive mindset of like the way you do things. Like when you think of like guys.
I mean, Bill coached scared the last couple years here. I mean, they were at fourth and two at the plus 45 against Aaron Rodgers in overtime with Bailey Zappi. A chance to get six more yards and win the game, and you punted it to Aaron Rodgers who went down the field in three plays and kicked a field goal. You had several times where they were conservative. There was booing at Gillette last year, down big to the Saints, took a knee before halftime. I think what we're seeing here is less of a divide between Mayo and Bill and the continuation of a roster that's not good enough to win in the NFL.
But I would also say it's just glaringly through the NFL and coaches. Generally, a defensive-minded coach is a little bit more conservative and will play the failed position game, where when you start to see like a Dan Campbell who's going for it on fourth and one everywhere, or you'll start to see those guys tend to lean towards an Andy Reid. Offensive-minded guys are a little bit more aggressive at times. And it's just the way that you're taught the
game.
But
Bill was aggressive when he was playing Peyton or Mahomes. Like, I feel like...
But overall, though, is what I'm saying. Right, like, right, if you were just from...
Frankie Bear in the Twitch chat says, shut up, Wiggy. He's coaching not to lose the game. He is coaching scared.
So. No, he's coaching conservative, defensively. That's how... What are the things defense say? We're going to play good defense, we're going to run the football, and we're going to win the failed position battle.
Turnover battle.
Yeah, and turnover, where an offensive guy will go, you know, we got to be aggressive. Fourth and one, let's go for it. That's why you see a lot of these young, innovative Mike McDaniels guys going for it on the new analytics things going for fourth and one.
And Greg, I got to run to a big Thanksgiving Day party for James's school, but I have a hot take to leave you with.
Wait a minute, is there food?
I think so. Yeah, banana bread.
I would have liked to have gone to that.
Well, your uncle Greg, he loves you more than me, so you're invited anywhere. Just what Ty said about Bill not wanting to divulge what happened. I believe Diana Russini 100% now. Bill Belichick is the next head coach and general manager of the Jaguars.
You do?
Done.
Well,
really? It's the only one that would be signed, sealed, and delivered now. There's no way that Jerry Jones has already done this, I don't believe. And it's an opportunity for him to go to the state without income tax, to be an hour and a half, well, probably like a 20-minute flight from Jupiter, and he is ready
and
to go.
And complete control. Like, Khan would give him complete control.
And he will spend like Courtney at Lululemon
That's a lot.
This offseason, because he'll be the one saying, look, Robert, when I have an owner that wants to spend, I want to spend. It was on you back in Foxborough.
And you got that from Ty, because Ty wouldn't say anything about it.
And God bless.
Interesting.
And I'm sorry I was wrong about yams. Bye.
Curtis, thank you. See you tomorrow morning.
Give James a hug for us.
Yeah, enjoy the Thanksgiving Day party. And at Jacksonville's a good spot because you have a good quarterback that I think just needs the right coaching.
Well, going into the season, that owner, Shad Khan, said that this was the best roster that the franchise had ever assembled.
Right.
So he clearly is looking for a savior. He clearly believes that Doug Peterson is not the guy, and therefore maybe he's willing to cede and willing to tell his GM to cede all control to the great Belichick.
That's a mess. I'm sorry. If your owner's coming out there and saying it's the best roster that you've put together, and that's the team that's on the field, I'm sorry. I don't care that Trevor Lawrence has been hurt and you put Mac Jones in. Mac Jones can't be that bad that the best roster that you've ever put together can't get wins. If you're Bill Belichick, I wouldn't want to end my career in Jacksonville.
You got some guys that are hurt, though. Christian Kirk, Gabe Davis. I mean, you got some talent. And where it's like with my lead this morning, the Chargers. When you look at the Chargers, what's the difference? The coaches has changed the culture. Yeah. It's in sports, we talk about it all the time. When Ty was on, we talk about it. It's about the culture that you create. And if a guy like Bill comes in, he is instantly going to change the culture of that new organization and everybody in the building. Those players might not know him, but they're going to hear the whispers about Bill Belichick. And if you don't do your job, your gas is going to be up out of here.
I mean, it seems like the Giants' job will also be available.
Right.
Like, I don't think there's any way that they can keep Daboll there.
Oh, no. But their issue is now it becomes your quarterback situation. Right. They're going to have to go. Bill will have a young quarterback, but if he feels like they got a good defense, he feels like, okay, I can get a young quarterback. I can bring in a good coach, offensive coordinator to help this guy, but we're going to be a good defense. I can win with a guy like that. It's about the culture that he'll look at and go, I can change the culture of this organization. And that's what teams are going to hire him for. When you look at the teams that are in dysfunction, that are losing, that we don't understand why when they have decent talent, what's the one thing that everybody talks about? The culture.
Do you think Josh McDaniels goes with Bill?
I could see that.
Yeah,
I could see. I could definitely see Bill saying, hey, listen. And this is
that
a way.
It will certainly help Trevor Lawrence.
It will help Trevor Lawrence, but it will also help Josh because, hey, Josh, I'm getting back in, but I'm not going to be around here long. So let's say Bill goes somewhere and he's able to turn a franchise around and Josh is potted out with the new quarterback.
We brought up Flores, too. Would Flores be a guy that he would bring back to
I think B Flow.
Defense and then end up being a head coach?
I think B Flow might be getting another head coaching job after the season because
we were saying about him becoming to the Patriots.
No,
coordinator yesterday.
Who was saying that? I think Curtis just threw that out there. But yeah. I'm like, he's going to be the job that he's doing. He's definitely going to be on the short list of head coaches next year. But Josh McDaniels, it could be a good way for him to build back up that goodwill and maybe get another gig in a couple of years because he's still a young guy.
All right, Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. A reminder that if you cannot listen to them or this show or anything here at WEEI on the radio, you can always stream it at WEEI.com. When you're up Thursday morning, bright and early, brining the bird, all you have to do is listen on WEEI.com or on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or you can just politely ask your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.